Then Captain became restless. First he snorted. Then he got up and snorted again. Like a fool, I got down from the wagon to have a look around. I soon regretted it, for all of a sudden I heard a roar and saw something yellow flash past me and attack poor Captain. A bellow of agony rose from the ox. Realizing what had happened, I rushed towards the wagon to get my rifle. While I was climbing into it, I stopped as if frozen. No wonder the lion was now behind me, and the next second I felt the brute sniffing at my left leg, which was hanging down. My word, I dared not move for the life of me. The lion sniffed and sniffed, beginning at my ankle and slowly up to my thigh. Then he growled softly and went back to the ox. Moving my head a little, I got a full view of him. He was about the biggest lion I had ever seen, and he had a most tremendous black mane. You can see yourself what his teeth were like. He was a magnificent animal. He stood there by the carcass of poor Captain, and disemboweled him as neatly as a butcher. All this time I dared not move, because he kept lifting his head and watching me while he was eating. When he had cleared Captain out, he opened his mouth and roared. The sound shook the wagon. Instantly, an answering roar came back. His mate. I saw the lioness coming along through the long grass, and after her, a couple of cubs. She stopped within a few feet of my head, stood, waved her tail, and fixed me with her yellow eyes. But just as I thought it was all over, she turned and began to feed on Captain, and so did the cubs. The four lions were growling, quarrelling and crunching poor Captain's bones. When the cubs were full, they became restless. One went round to the back of the wagon and tried to pull off the impala that hung there. The other came round my way and commenced the sniffing game at my leg. He did more than that. He began to lick the skin under my trousers with his rough tongue. The more he licked, the more he liked it, to judge from the loud, purring noise he made. I knew the end had come. But all of a sudden, I heard the shouting and whistling of men. The two boys were coming back with the cattle. The lions lifted their heads and listened, then bounded off without a sound, and I fainted.